from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Offensive linemen Jake Matthews, Matthew Bergeron, Drew Dahlman, Chris Lindstrom, Caleb McGarry, Ryan Neuzel, Kyle Hinton, Storm Norton.
And Storm Norton. Got to love that name.
Yeah, well, he played well last year, and, you know, I thought he had a good camp this year. And Javon Gwynn are the 9 offensive linemen. They keep 8 defensive linemen, including Grady Jarrett, David Onyemata, Taquan Graham, Zach Harrison, Eddie Goldman, Kentavious Street, Rook, Arohoro, Brandon Dorlis. Outside linebackers, Matthew Judon, Lorenzo Carter, Arnold Ebiketie, James Smith Williams, D'Angelo Malone. Obviously, the inside linebackers are Troy Anderson, Caden Ellis, Nate Landman, J.D. Bertrand. Corners, A.J. Terrell, Mike Hughes, D. Alford, Clark Phillips, Anthony Hamilton Sr. The surprise here, guys, is we thought Kevin King would be a part of that cornerback group. Did we not? Did we just discuss that, guys? So he is not. Antonio Hamilton Sr. So A.J. Terrell, Mike Hughes, D. Alford, Clark Phillips. Safeties, Jesse Bates, Justin Simmons, Richie Grant, and Makai Abernathy. Obviously, Youngway Koo and Pinion are kicker and punter. I'm looking at the names. That's the biggest one for me because I thought he played well in camp, and I thought that they really liked what he was doing. I don't know if there was a fear that maybe he couldn't stay healthy or maybe they just felt better about the other options. But Kevin King was one name that we talked about frequently over the last 3 or 4 weeks. But that might be the biggest surprise for me. Turtle, what do you guys think? I want to hear from you guys, too, at 404-726-0929. Just going through the roster, the 53-man roster set for 2024. The release list is there as well. And, again, I'm looking at some of these names, and I'm not necessarily shocked. But the Kevin King thing, because, again, he had a pick in the game. He was playing well in practice, was getting plenty of snaps. What do you guys think, man? What do you think?
Probably a better selection than the third quarterback.
They're keeping 3. Told you they would. I just felt like that's what's going to happen.
And I mean, how much of that is a don't want to deal with the dead cap money? I mean, it's not, what is it, $4 million?
Yeah.
I don't think it's that much.
Well, you don't gain as much by releasing him and just saying,
it's
hey, we're done.
It's only $1 million.
Yeah, you're saving $1 million. It's not a lot. We talked about this leading into camp, and that was one
that
of the reasons.
It makes even less sense to keep him there.
Well, but
did we talk, or we had somebody on before that mentioned maybe the fact that you keep a guy like Heinicke is the fact that there might be some quarterback star team that comes around.
Down the road, yes.
Down the road, and he becomes valuable trade bait. So
yes.
If you can move him for a draft pick at some point, then
it was a win.
It was a win.
Yeah, it's a win. Any surprises for you guys? And I know I see some text coming in. Listen, I like the roster. I just feel like there are there's really nothing here that makes me go, okay, I cannot believe they just did that. The Kevin King thing's surprising, but again, he was coming off the injury. He's trying to work his way back in. What do you think, Turtle?
So from having to watch every single snap, because I work the games for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, I will give you my list of the guys that I thought stood out and had a chance to make this team. Chris Blair, Natrone Brooks, John Fitzpatrick.
Natrone Brooks is another one, you're right.
Zion Logue, Carlos Washington.
He made it, didn't he?
Nope.
Casey Washington, go ahead.
Casey Washington made it.
Yep.
And then we talked about Kevin King. Damone Harris played okay. Milo Eifler was the guy that Wes mentioned. He's on the waived injured list. And that's really it. All the other guys are going to be basically, you know, it's a cap casualty in the sense of there's just not enough space. When you keep 9 offensive linemen and 8 defensive linemen, that's a lot.
It is, but that's where the meat of the game is.
Well, and again, that's where you need the most depth.
Yeah. The meat of the game is there, and you inquire a major injury there, God forbid, you better have some ideas. And have some swing guys that can play. By the way, DeMarco Helms is on reserve injured list. He is designated to return. So he will be able to come back once he gets past his injury. Again, nobody's given us a timetable on that, right? We've not really heard what the timetable is on DeMarco Helms. But he is going to be on this team as well. It's just a matter of at what point does that happen. All right, so roster set. Feel good? I do. You should. Now, they hadn't played a game. But again, from a talent and on paper standpoint, this is a good team. This is a team from a talent standpoint that you go, all right, we could stack up with pretty much any team in the NFL and feel really good. The Chiefs are the Chiefs because of one thing. They got Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
The parts around him continue to change. Doesn't matter. But at the end of the day, it's not like the Chiefs are so much more talented than the Ravens or the Bills or Miami. At the end of the day, that's what has differentiated them in these games, in these big games. But our team right now, just on paper, I like our O-line, I like our D-line, I like our linebackers. I certainly like our safety tandem. So let's go to work, man.
I'm curious to know, and again, I'll hit this drum one more time. They did wait. Some teams didn't wait. You know, some teams had their rosters made by today, noon, 1 o'clock. You know, the fact that they waited may have been a product of let's see who else is out there and see what comes up. Because what they're doing right now is they're scouring every waiver wire available to see what's there. I give this another 24 hours. Another 24 hours before I believe that everything is set 100%.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Because they could obviously change a couple of spots here if they feel like it. But if you are going through this list, and I say the list of, like, you know, position by position, and you feel really good about what you have.
I mean, there were no real big names cut.
No.
Today, across the board. There were no real cap casualties.
Well, I'm looking around the league, and I'm trying to see as well as some of these names are, you know, now popping. And I kind of feel the same way. You know, I don't feel like there were major surprises. Again, usually age has plays a role in this. The other thing that plays a role in it is you know, youth. Sometimes it's you get a younger guy who's cheaper and the age plays a role and, you know, you go that route even though it may not be the best option, but teams are still looking to save. And so, but at the end of the day, it's 4 o'clock. Teams are required to be at 53 players on their active roster. And so now, as Eno said, we start to look and see, all right, what do the Eagles do? Who else got cut? What does it look like? Are there players out there that you might be interested in? And then if there are, you reach out and see what happens. But as Wes said, a lot of these players that are not going to be here or that they want to keep, per se, they will tell them, hey, we want you on the practice squad. We'd love to keep you. And so that may be the case and is the case around the league for a lot of these teams. But no big surprises for the Falcons, man. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. Tell us what you think or how you feel, more importantly, about the team. I hope you feel good. I mean, they're not doing anything crazy, and they're not doing anything stupid.
No.
Stay the course, and let's see where this thing goes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. 3-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.